Carl Marino, and I'm the actor that portrays Joe Kent on Homicide Hunter.
Carl, did you ever think that portraying a homicide detective on an investigation discovery show would make you so famous?
I would have had no idea, honestly. I was a deputy sheriff myself for 17 years, so even being an actor was a complete surprise to me, and I kind of fell into that. So, yeah, I would never have guessed this.
How much did your real-life experience help you portray a homicide detective for a TV show?
Well, I was never a homicide detective, but obviously I went through a police academy, and I was on the force for quite a few years, so I know policing. I know how to, you know, draw a weapon and things like that, and I think that helped me get the job as well when they were starting to weed out the finalists for the show, so it definitely helped.
The first season, you didn't talk, and if I remember correctly, was it the whole season? What was it like being an actor and not being able to say any lines?
Well, we did actually talk. We even had two audio guys recorded all of our dialogue. And then when they edited it and it came out, none of it was there. So it was just as much of a surprise to us as it was to everyone else. And luckily, once they changed production companies, things changed, and then I got my voice back. And it's gotten better ever since. So,
did they tell you why they cut out the talking?
I just think it was an editing choice that they wanted to do it with just a voiceover type thing, and you kind of hear us mumbling in the background, and it was very disappointing to us as actors, because it's like, why'd we even study our lines?
For you, what made you go from policing to acting?
And I've said this to many people, I became an actor the traditional, old-fashioned way. I answered an ad on Craigslist, which is actually the true story, and I never wanted to be an actor. I moved to California, I moved to San Jose, where my family lived. And I'd visited a lot of times, and I just happened to be going through Craigslist, and they wanted extras for a new NBC TV show that was filming in San Francisco that was replacing ER. And I ended up being an extra paramedic on the show just for fun, more than anything else. I didn't want to be an actor or whatever, but ended up getting lines on the show, which I found out that's a pretty big deal on a network show, and got lines again the next episode, and ended up having a character name and became a cast member on the show. And that kind of opened a lot of doors after that I walked through.
You must have enjoyed that.
It was very strange. Yeah, I felt like a fish out of water at first, too, because acting is a lot more difficult than you think it is. And the more you do it, the better you get. But it was a lot of fun, and I really enjoy it now.
How closely do you collaborate with the real Lieutenant Kendo when you were portraying him on TV?
Not at all. And it surprises people when I tell them that. And I didn't even meet him until season 3. I talked to him on the phone during season 1 for 10 minutes. We emailed back and forth a few times. And I would ask him questions, and he would always just tell me, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, because I kind of wanted his feedback, and he was kind of like, no, things are working well. So to me, that was his approval. So, and it's worked out well.
How did you study how he moves or how he talks, or were you able to at all?
I asked a lot of questions of our producers, and I kind of based the character on some of the people in my police department, the kind of the grizzled veterans and stuff, too, because everyone works for someone like Joe Kenda. And every department has someone like him, too, who's funny, kind of sarcastic, does a fantastic job. So I figured, I just tried to think of a younger version of that person.
What has been the best part of doing this show, and then what's been the most difficult part?
Well, the best part are the friends that I've made. And we film in Knoxville, Tennessee, and all the police officers on our show are real police officers, so I bonded with all of those guys and girls, and they become such good friends that I've gone to 5 weddings, unfortunately, several funerals and stuff. But it's just, that's the best part. The worst part has been the traveling, because I live in San Francisco and I filmed in Knoxville. So 9 months out of the year, I was flying cross-country every weekend one way or the other. And it gets a little tedious, and obviously my wife didn't care for that too much either. But we've survived.
So you have that element in common with the real Kenda, that you're leaving your family and they're getting frustrated that they're not seeing you.
That's basically, yeah, in a way. But it's worked out well. And I would never complain about it. It was obviously a fantastic job to have. And, a lot of people that would love to be in my position. So I'm definitely fortunate.
What are your thoughts as the show wraps up?
Well, it's kind of bittersweet. I'm kind of glad they gave us an end date. Because every year, it'd be kind of like, I'd be with the crew and stuff, and we're like, well, I hope to see you next year, because every year we assume it's the last season. So when they did finally come and tell us this is the last season, it gave us a chance to plan for it and have a big party at the end and just know that we could do that. Because if we just, like, had fizzled out at season 6 and I've never saw these people again, that would kind of been very sad.
Who chose you to be Lieutenant Kenda? Did he have any part in choosing you to play him?
No, he actually didn't. I was chosen by casting people in L.A., and it came out across L.A. casting. And I looked at it, and being in San Francisco, you're very careful what you submit for, because you have to drive 6 hours to audition. And then if you get a call back, they never tell you, do you stay there, do you drive back, is it 2 days later, 3 days later? And actually, it's kind of ironic, because my wife is the one that told me I should submit, kind of like Joe's wife told him he should call the producer back. And because I fit the specs pretty well. And so I did, and they let me actually Skype interview the first time before I had to go to L.A. and everything, too. But it was actually the director and the casting person that picked me.
Interesting. So what's next for you?
Well, there's a few things. Which is kind of funny because it was the week after we wrapped the show, I got an email from a producer in L.A. that they're doing a show for CBS, and they're interested in having me as part of it. It's in a true crime type show. And I can't really get into the details of it, but I'm in the second level of interviews for that. So that's, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I think it'd be a fantastic opportunity.
So we'll see you all again soon.
I hope so. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Do you want to continue to play homicide detectives or police officers, or would you like to play something lighter?
Well, I'd like to play the bad guy, honestly. And I got to do that in a movie once, and that's a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, I'll probably play police officers and detectives a lot in my career, which is fine, because that's, if you're going to be typecast, that's what you want to be typecast as, because they're in everything.
Any parting words for fans?
Just that we appreciate all the support. I mean, we have some of the best fans in the world. I mean, they call them ID addicts for a reason, and we love them, and we wouldn't be here without them.
Great. Well, Carl, thank you so much.